For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everyone, to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. It is the bye week. Hallelujah. It is very needed this week. Very needed rest time. Yeah. I am Bryn, here with Gary and James. Thank you for joining us.
Glad you're here.
And Rose, she's got her shots ready.
Rose, remind me what you take a shot at time. Gary says what?
Hear me out, I think it
is. Oh, well, Rose, I hope you got a bottle next to you. Boy, oh boy.
Please make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel or anywhere that you listen to the podcasts. And if you're in the chat right now, please make sure you like the video. And make sure you're following us on all of our social media platforms, on Instagram, Twitter, join our Facebook group, and of course, again, on YouTube. We want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. All right. It is the bye week, which is very needed.
I need it for my mental health.
Yeah, especially after that game. We are going to talk about the Oregon State game. Gary wants to lead us off.
No. What I want to say, first of all, Barnes got lit up. And what I know, what I've heard, is he's doing good.
So he went to the hospital.
Oh. Yeah, he went to the hospital.
He didn't know. He went to the hospital, but he traveled home with the team.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the last. Nothing's really been said about it that I know of, but
The fact is he went to the hospital. He's out of the hospital, came home with the team. Uh-huh. He took a cheap shot. I thought it was a cheap shot. I'm not going to go down that road. But anyway, as far as Barnes goes, I'm glad that he didn't have to stay in the hospital.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, that's Barnes. Unfortunately, everyone recalls we've lost Logan Fano, made the tackle, tore his ACL, done for the season. Yeah, Serenity now.
Defensive end.
What about his brother? Have we heard anything?
I haven't heard anything on him.
Did he come back in the game?
That I don't know.
I thought he did.
I don't know. So he's...
We should just go over the players that aren't hurt. That's going to be quicker.
Okay, but I'm just saying, then Vincent, one of our running backs, sparingly used, but he got hurt apparently, and that's about all I've heard. I hope he's good. Any others that...
Well, I think you can add Nate Johnson. He was limping off at the end of the game. I think you can add Yasmin. He hurt himself.
Like, twisted that up.
These are things, those guys, you know, hasn't been publicly said, but you could just watch them. They got hurt during the game. So who knows?
Yeah, we haven't heard. We're not going to hear. And with the bye week, we don't have Witt's press conference. So, you know, the walls have come up for a week, unless someone's out for the
season.
Fano put it out on Twitter, which is pretty classy, actually, the way he handled it, I thought. But
so they're saying that both Fanos left and neither one came back.
Okay.
So obviously we knew the one. I mean, anytime it's that non-contact and they're holding their knee, it's never a good sign. So I kind of assumed that would be the case with Logan. But, man... Yeah, I mean, Mark says it. Depth is key. Depth, we all know this. Depth in Power 5 is where it separates teams. But man, when you're digging into the third and fourth string depth, when they're talking depth, they're usually talking like second string guys, a guy that goes out and then your second string steps up. And as long as there's not a big drop off there, but we're dealing in situations we're down to fourth string players at this point.
Well,
before we get to the game, I think we should mention again that Jonah Ellis was the defensive player of the week again. Back-to-back weeks, Jonah Ellis, our D end, back-to-back defensive line player of the week. That's fantastic. He deserves it. The guy is an animal.
Oh, yeah. He's
everywhere.
It's been incredible to watch. And he wasn't even supposed to start in that position. That's what's so crazy is he was actually the backup to O'Toole, who hasn't played because of an injury. And he's come in and he's been probably, I mean, he's been back-to-back Pac-12. He's been an absolute superstar. It's been really pretty impressive to watch him play.
So congrats to him. I'm glad, you know, Barnes is good and all the guys, injuries, all of that stuff. But, yeah, you know, say first things first. But let's go to Oregon State. I'll just say this. The defense played good. I don't think I'm going to go down that road myself unless you guys want to. I thought defensively we could have won. And look, we all saw the offense. It was ugly. It was hard. All of that stuff. Okay. The thing is, may I bring some reality into the conversation?
Go for it.
Some reality, huh? This will be interesting.
And the why our offense is struggling. Okay, here's my take. Let me go with it. What I can, you know, hopefully I make some sense. I'm sure people can jump in, and then you guys tell me what you think, okay?
I'll tell you where you're wrong.
So here's reality. I'll start here, though. You know, I'm watching social media, all of our social media sites, as you are, maybe some of the people are. And people, of course, are frustrated, rightfully so, with the offense because hasn't been good. But then they're trashing Whittingham, want to burn it all down. They're trashing Ludd, want to burn it down. They're mocking the players. Not everybody, but look, if you've been on there, you've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah. Going crazy on everybody. And if the guy that I mentioned here is listening, I'm sorry, but you'll know I'm talking about him. He says, just think how good we would be if Jackson Dart was our quarterback. Jackson Dart, he went to Corner Canyon, I think it was. He ended up USC, but now is with Ole Miss, I think it was the game, okay? And so he made this comment, and I'm thinking to myself, do you listen to yourself, man, what you're saying? Well, we have a quarterback, and it's better than Jackson Dart. He just happens to be injured. So let me just refresh everybody's memory. If you remember the preseason, the rankings of quarterbacks, for instance, Sports Illustrated, I think, had Cam Rising at number 4 preseason quarterback in the country. I think Athlon Sports had Cam Rising like number 8 coming into the season. They all knew he was injured, but if he came back, this is the kind of quarterback we do actually have. Unfortunately, he's hurt. Okay? He's out. Barnes is serviceable. I can call him a kid. A lot of credit. He's a tough guy. He's a good quarterback that can come in and manage in certain situations. And he's done some good. But look, he has limits. Nate Johnson, he is a freshman. He's never started a game. He's not ready. We all see it. It doesn't mean he's a loser. He just is a freshman without the experience. Now, here's what makes it a real problem. And so you have these quarterbacks, two different types of quarterbacks. You've got Barnes is what he is. Okay, he's got a ceiling. Nate, he has some potential, but he's not ready yet. So in Witt's system, we typically can run the ball. I mean, even so, when we're at our peak, it's like 60-40. I think 60 pass, 40 run, almost 50-50 sometimes. And so when we've had issues in the past, we were able to run the ball and dominate. But here's the thing. So you have a freshman who's not ready and Barnes who isn't ready to carry a team for a season. And our number one running back has been hurt and is out. Our number two running back broke his jaw, is out.
Allegedly.
So we're down to our third running back who is really quite inexperienced himself. Solid guy, it's Glover, but he's not a big back, so he's not seasoned enough, and to block people and run inside and to carry the running game, he's not there. So not only do we have an issue at quarterback, what we could use to push through, as we have in the past, is our running game, and we don't have a running game because they're all hurt. Inexperience, no running game. Our number one receiver has been our tight ends. We have an equivalent to Kincaid in Brant Keithy. He hasn't played a down. So your number one receiver, gone. We've also lost Pittman and McLean, two other receivers, gone. And our starting senior experienced center hasn't played a down. So having said all that, that is why our offense is struggling. It's not because of Whittingham. It's not because of Ludwig. It's about circumstances. And I'll just leave it at this. Jump on in. If you were to go to USC's roster, take out Caleb. And I'll say this. Let me back up. Barnes and Nate Johnson are our third and fourth quarterbacks. So take out Caleb Williams. Take out their second guy. And play their third and maybe fourth guy. Take out their two top running backs and then their fourth running back out. Take out their top wide receiver and a couple of their other receivers out of their lineup and take out their starting center. And you tell me how good they would be. Apply that to any team. I don't care if it's Oregon, Washington, or anybody else. They would be in the same boat we are. That's what we're trying to get over. That's where I'm at.
So I don't think they would be 4-1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Versus 4 Power 5 schools versus 3 Power 5 schools who were ranked in the top 25 at one point this season, and they are 4-1. I am extremely frustrated. I'm with all the other fans. I'm not calling for people's heads. I'm kind of in that middle. Yeah, I get everything you're saying, and I agree with all of it. When you lay it out in that way, it's like, okay, we are down to guys who never thought they would see the field, especially in this capacity, for sure. My frustration is the Brandon Rose thing still pisses me off. If I'm being really honest. How is it that they knew that Cam wasn't going to be ready? This is not a surprise. Maybe they thought he'd be ready for this game. I don't know. But to let your second string quarterback get hurt, that still really upsets me. But I'm with you. It was unbelievably frustrating to watch that game, though. There's no creativity. It's very predictable. This game and the UCLA game, the other team knows exactly what we're going to do. They just go, I'll put 9 guys in the box. I'm going to blitz every other play. And there's, to me, one of the biggest frustration is it's predictable. Okay? I didn't see a screenplay until late in the fourth quarter, right? The one touchdown pass we had was the blitz came from this side. He threw what you're supposed to do at the blitz, catches it, breaks a tackle, and off he goes. So those sorts of things. And then the other thing that's really frustrating me, especially this game, was the amount of dropped passes by our receivers. When you have a quarterback who is your third, fourth string guy, who's already struggling, and he gets the ball anywhere within, you got to catch the ball. I'm watching Ole Miss, Jackson Dart, and LSU. I'm watching that game. Those dudes are making catches that you're just going, okay, that's a different tier than what I'm seeing when I was watching the Utes. There were a couple of drops that were, should have been catches. There were a couple that were, okay, that would have been a hard catch to make. I'll give you that. But when your quarterback is struggling, you got to come down with it. You got to get that first down. You got to keep your defense off the field. You have to, okay? We can't rely on the defense. They get worn out. Oregon State was the better team in this game. I was nervous going into this. It's a really tough place to play. Oregon State looks good. They're going to lose some more games.
They're all right.
DJU.
We're better than them if we had our team.
He was this. Yeah, okay, I agree. We're better than them if we have our offense and our defense. We beat them by probably 10 points if that's the case. But in that game, they were a better team than us, and they deserve to win that game.
We don't have the horses to win it.
But we damn well better get them back, or this is going to be a
okay,
long
season. We're talking about
season.
A different. We'll talk about that. I'm talking about that game and where we're at. You can't squeeze out of the guys if they don't have the talent at this moment. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of I get the frustration. Believe me, I was just as frustrated as everybody else. But the
Jimmy, I'm not. No,
hey Jimmy.
There's one person on this planet that can call me Jimmy. That's it. One.
Texas
it's not,
Mike.
It's not Texas Mike. I'll tell you that much.
Texas Mike, the USC fan. No, I see where I do get frustrated with the fans is, and it is happening in the chat right now, is the Whittingham, Ludwig. They're so horrible. I hate them. I hate them. Look, again, you brought this up already. Give me any offensive coordinator that can do anything with their fourth string quarterback, their third and fourth string running back, their fourth string wide receiver, their second and third string tight ends. Like, it's
not... And
then
not, your offensive lineman gets hurt.
Your center's hurt. You have an offensive lineman that went out. And our kicker's hurt, too. So, all of your weapons... See, that's the thing, is like, when your quarterback... QB1 goes out, okay, you go to your second string, but typically you have the other guys to fall back on a little bit to take some of it. We don't have anyone to fall back on.
That's my whole point.
And it's insane to me, and I do feel like it frustrated me during the broadcast that all they kept doing was mention Cam. They kept showing Cam on the screen. They just kept talking about Cam. Oh, Cam's not playing. Cam. It is so much more than Cam. Obviously, if without Cam, it's a huge hole. But if we had all these other guys and not Cam, I think we'd be in a better spot. We'd have more offensive production.
If we could run the ball, we would be.
It's this perfect storm of every single offensive position is in to the third and fourth string. This doesn't happen. Whittingham has even said he's never seen anything like this. So it's not an excuse. I realize nobody in the country cares. Nobody cares what we're dealing with. They only care what the score is. That's just reality. But Utah fans, you got to understand, this is not a normal situation. It's just not.
I think, actually, even if Cam Rising was playing right now and we only had one, and we only had Glover, Keith, he doesn't play, we had all the injuries, I'm not sure he could salvage it. You got to have more than... just Cam Rising.
So that's a good question. Okay.
He would make some plays, but you got to be able to run the ball. And Glover's good for what he can do, but he's not a power back like we've had.
Well, and Glover's young too.
Yeah. He never really carried it. This is his first season where he's had anything like this.
Yeah. He didn't play a full season last
year. So you put all those. It's
freshman
like
last year.
The perfect bad storm.
Curry, I think, is also hurt. I don't think Mekhi Cope has played the whole season. I was trying to look up his stats. He doesn't have any, so I don't think he's played a game. He's another receiver, a promising receiver. I don't know what's going on. It's just, and again, Keithy, our tight end's out. I think Yasmin got banged up. Johnson got banged up. Barnes gets out of the game. Had the drive going, and then...
bad snap.
Horrible
got
hit.
Gets sacked. Bad snap. It just, yeah.
It was ugly. I'm not...
It was so ugly.
It's a terrible storm. This bye week... I pray that after this bye week, now it's a bye week, and then we have Cal at home. And so hopefully we can get some dudes healthy. We've got 3 weeks, essentially, before the next big game. Who do we play after Cal?
USC. We play USC, but I like the USC fans in the chat that are saying you want to play a healthy Utah team.
You do.
Which I get.
Because right now, look, it's good. That's going to be pain. Okay.
I think I will say this with you. If we don't get guys back and healthy, if we're like this going forward, we're going to get blown out by a million people.
Seven wins will be our ceiling, honestly.
That will stretch it. So that's a fact. I mean, you got to face it.
I don't want to sugarcoat it. I'm as frustrated as the next guy. I acknowledge everything that you're saying, but then there's also things that I'm seeing. Yes, the injuries are a big part of it, but there's also things that I'm seeing that really frustrate me, and I think a lot of people, the play calling just drives me nuts, how predictable it is. I know he can only do what he can do. I understand that. Nate Johnson is a freshman, so you're not going to throw him out there and say, hey, go out, make six reads, and then, no, you're going to go out and say, make these two reads. But did he run the ball at all on Friday night? I don't think so. Like I said, we had one, they blitzed like every other play, okay? Read that and say, okay, we're going to throw a screen and beat them on that. That sort of stuff wasn't happening. And then, yeah, the drops, there were so many. It was just such a frustrating game.
I don't think they're ready. I think that's the reason.
Even Whittingham got hurt, people.
Yeah, that was, I know.
Whittingham got taken out on the sideline, and you could tell he was hurting after that. Even Whittingham.
And then Covey got hurt, everyone's saying. So this is just,
all right, enough. No whining. We got to get our thing, got to get it together.
Who put the voodoo hex on Utah this year? USC.
Freaking
Caleb.
Can you?
It was Caleb. He's got a voodoo doll.
Put it on his fingernails.
He's in there. Kyle Whittingham.
Can you let up there? It's just like, enough's enough. My gosh.
Okay, it's a bye week. Nothing to say. Either we got to get healthy.
Yeah.
With some key parts. If we don't, I don't think it's going to be a significant. Look.
We have.
There is no chance on the face of this earth that we're going to come close. It's going to be 58 to maybe 7 against USC, Washington, and Oregon if we don't get our guys back.
Arizona, probably.
That's what I'm
too.
Saying, man. Because these guys are going to rack the points up.
Well, that's the thing is that USC, let's just take that for example. They can score on our defense. They've proven it. Yeah. And when you don't have an offense that can alleviate a little bit of that, it's going to get so ugly so fast.
You can only hold on so long.
And I'll just say, with Cam's situation, I'm so freaking tired of this saga. Honestly,
yeah, I'm tired.
I'm getting so sick of it. You're right. It was a play, and then there's Cam on the sideline. It was a play, and then there's Cam on the sideline. Like, let's go or let's not go. If he doesn't play against Cal, I don't think he plays the rest of the season. It makes no sense. Yeah. So I'm ready to
Depends if we win or not.
What do you mean?
Because we're still in, having said all this whining that I've done and excuses, we're not out of it.
If he doesn't play against Cal, you don't see him go out against USC.
Well, say we beat Cal.
We're going to beat, we can beat Cal with the offense.
Okay, then we have one loss in league, so we're not out of the contention.
You're not going to throw Cam Rising out there
in the Coliseum
for the first
SC
game.
Has no defense.
It doesn't matter.
SC has one of the best defensive lines in college football.
Dude, I watched the freaking game.
When it comes to quarterback pressures and sacks.
You just spit in my water.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jeez, loogies flying everywhere.
Because your statement is ludicrous.
I agree with James. I don't think you don't throw Cam in his first game back in that situation. That's what's scary to me, and it's the truth.
That Cal game is the target. If he's not trotting out against Cal, we're not seeing him the rest of the year. Mark it down.
None of us know.
Put the timestamp. What time?
Nobody knows. We've all ever been saying, he's going to start the season. No, it's the second game. No, it's after three games for sure, and here we are. So,
I know.
Blah, 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 blah. We don't know.
We don't know. I'm just saying, if he doesn't come out against Cal,
hear me out. Where's Rose?
Yeah, Rose. They make me put it over here. And Rose, how drunk are you yet?
All right. We're all break.
All right, let's move on because we could just keep doing this.
Shot.
I mean, she's
hear me
starting.
Out. Hear me out. Hear me out. She'll be laying on the floor in a minute.
It is the bye week this week, so we don't have a game. They did announce today that our game in 2 weeks against Cal is at 1 p.m., so
1 p.m.
Hold on. Texas Tech fan sees how Utah fans handle a loss. I know it's rare. We don't do it very often, so it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to handle it.
You can teach me, though.
That was rude.
Hey.
We're going to be in the same conference next year.
That's what we need to do. Let's do it.
I need a big stick.
Oh my gosh.
I'd have Brendan send me one, but buddy, where have you been?
All right, let's go. Top 25.
Should we go the polls that have come out?
Yes. We didn't drop out, so.
I told you we wouldn't drop out.
I know. On Friday night, I was having a downward spiral.
All right.
Thought we were going to drop completely out. I know.
Bryn was like on the cliff.
The world was ending.
Anything new? Georgia won. Michigan, Texas, Ohio State, Florida State, Penn State, Washington at 7. Oregon 8. USC 9. Notre Dame 10.
Which did Oregon? Oregon jumped USC, right? They flip-flopped. Or is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Oregon was behind.
They should.
Who'd Oregon play?
Stanford.
Oh, killed them too. Utah dropped to 18. You know what? Here's my take on that, people. I think we should feel blessed that we're at 18. I just think precedence, when you're ranked number 10, I think precedence is you can't come out of the top freaking 25. But you have to be honest about it. With that showing we had at Oregon State, and even against UCLA, we scored a touchdown. We've scored two touchdowns.
In two games.
Offensively.
And can we be really honest? Touchdown against Oregon State was lucky.
I'm just saying is, I'll take 18. Because I think that's respect for the program, and people realize that they're, if we can get our guys back, we're still legit. But, man, I'll
take 18.
That's why I was
if
on.
If we would have jumped out, I would completely understand
no,
after that
no,
show.
No.
That's why I was on the cliff, because I really thought, okay, the way that we looked on Friday night, I could see us getting completely dropped out.
Can I say I hate Friday games, by the way?
I know.
Like, it doesn't feel right.
Except that you then get to just watch everyone else on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I watched so much football So much football.
And yes, Leslie S., at least we didn't get shut out, which was making me very nervous.
What was pathetic is that was like the only thing I was cheering for towards the end of that game was, please don't get shut out. Please don't get shut out. It was literally the only thing.
I know. So Joel Klatt, we've been following him, so we might as well stay with it, but of course, we're out of the top 10 for him, but he has Michigan. He has Texas at 2. Michigan 1, Texas 2, Georgia 3. Georgia almost got beat by Auburn.
That was...
Auburn had him.
They did.
They had him.
They did.
Wait, what does Klatt have?
Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Ohio State.
Michigan hasn't played anybody. Here's the thing. Michigan hasn't played anybody. Georgia really hasn't played anybody, and you almost got beat by kind of a nobody because Auburn's not very good this year. So
I'm with you, Brynn.
It's interesting. Michigan, yeah, they blew out who they play, Nebraska or whoever.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
But they haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. But they do. Look, the thing about Michigan is they're going to have some tests later on.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio State, Penn State's looking good.
They're still. Penn State's Ohio State.
He has Texas at 2.
Yeah. Florida State 6, and then he goes Washington, Oregon, USC, and then Oklahoma.
What numbers do you have? Washington
7.
7.
I think is that the same?
I don't know. I thought he had him higher last week. Which yeah, I mean, Washington. They kind of they.
Yeah,
that was
7,
a close
8,
one
9,
against Arizona.
It's the same exact.
Okay, let me ask you.
So maybe that's why he dropped.
Oh, I was
going to
say
bit.
This though. In the AP, Washington State is at 13.
Okay, let me ask you this. So as of right now,
Oregon State 15.
Did Washington State play last week, or did they have a bye week?
They had a bye.
I feel like they had a bye, and they jumped up in the polls.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Just on a bye week.
Like three teams in front of you
and
lost.
And Oregon State's what, 15th? Mm-hmm. So they jumped up too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they should have jumped up. They'd be the top 10 team.
Yeah.
Like you do. Okay, so right now, as it says, Washington State, Oregon, USC. Nope.
Washington, Oregon.
Washington. Yeah, but Washington State's undefeated. Oregon, and USC. So we have 4 undefeated teams still in the conference. Does any of our undefeated teams, those are the top teams, does any of them make the college football playoff? If you had to put $1,000 right now.
Yeah, I think there's some legit, one of those very easily could.
Okay, who?
Washington or.
Well, I'm not, it could, to me it's Washington.
Or Oregon.
SC and Oregon.
It's not SC.
It's not SC.
People.
No,
these people here. I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah. One of those 4 teams could do it. Which one? I don't know. One of the 4.
That's what you just said. Which of these teams do you think could have a chance?
These teams?
Absolutely, SC. This guy's a nut job tonight.
No.
She knows what I'm saying. Could one of the teams in the Pac-12 USC or
he was asking
which one?
You listed
one,
all of
and
them.
And then he goes, USC.
You listed all of
Washington
them.
Washington or Oregon's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
Washington State's
one of those
pretty
3
good.
Are going to make could make it.
Out of
which
the,
one?
Out of the 4 undefeated is what he's saying. And
which
you're
of
saying
those?
All 3 of them? I don't think the 3 of them.
See?
People there agree.
Michelle Tyler knows what I'm doing.
I just don't see it with SC. They just cannot get over that hurdle of playing defense.
Their defense is bad.
So They listen, USC did not play Washington last year. They didn't.
I know this.
They have to play Oregon and Washington and Utah, which, you know. And Notre Dame, too.
Okay, I think it comes down to here's for me. I'm with you. I don't think USC can do it. I think their offense, I watched that game against Colorado. The offense casually goes out and puts up 1,000 yards or whatever the freak it was. I mean, but the defense is so susceptible. They almost blew that game. They almost blew that game. So for me, it's Washington, Oregon. Those are the two teams. And I think Washington. I think Washington makes the playoffs this year. I really do.
That'd be sweet, actually.
I've been so impressed.
Go Huskies.
Okay.
No.
Here's what we're going to do. You people can put your... Let's do our power rankings. My power rankings of the league right now.
I don't want to.
Yeah? Hey, you just tried to get me to...
And you did it! So here we go.
Power rankings.
God, you just dodge it.
No, for me,
it's relevant. It goes along with it.
He didn't give an answer.
I think Oregon has the best shot.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting.
He's wrong, but good.
I think Oregon has the best shot. But honestly, if I gave the odds to them, that's fine. But I think of those three, and any one of those three could get there.
For sure. USC is going to have to beat people with points. And as it gets colder.
And I'm just telling you, if we got our whole team back. Caveat, don't say it.
It's so depressing.
Caveat, our defense is the best defense in the league. If we got our offense back, we would be in the mix because we only have one loss.
It's so depressing.
And no one's going.
It's so depressing that our defense.
And take a pill and mellow down because this is reality.
Likely, I've said,
smoke a blunt.
I think they are the top defense we've ever had. They're at least in the top three defenses we've ever had, and it's being wasted on a year when we have no offense.
If the offense trots back out against Cal and there's 80% of the guys are back, it's on.
Anyways, okay.
It's on.
Go ahead. Power rankings. Pac-12.
But dang, that
Here's
Washington.
Here's the truth. I'm going to lay out the truth. Power rankings.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, I've got to go off the top of my head, so in case I forget somebody. I'm going Oregon 1, Washington 2, SC, Washington State, Oregon State, Utah, Colorado, UCLA, and the rest of them. Who did I miss?
UCLA.
Arizona.
I mean,
Arizona.
Dang, we have always said Arizona is sneaky team.
I think they had to play their other cue a bit.
Yeah, Dallara, I don't think played.
I think he's hurt. So they're,
but they still looked good.
But kept it tight with.
I know. I get that.
Go ahead.
That's my power ranking
for me. Okay, it's Washington 1, Washington, Oregon, USC. Very tight. Very, very tight from a week to week basis. I've been very impressed with Oregon, and Washington. USC is exactly who I expected them to be. I'm not the idiot that said Caleb would take a step back this year, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
I didn't either.
Washington State. Then Washington State, Oregon State, Utah. UCLA, then Colorado. Colorado's getting banged up, as we kind of predicted them to be. And their depth that's really going to be a struggle for them. Coming back against... What am I missing?
Just keep going.
Yeah, so that's kind of
where
I'm
slammed.
At.
I'm not.
No, he's saying Stephen Rarig, Gary, if you can throw the ball as well as you can spit stats, you may need to suit up and walk on this week.
All right, let's.
Well,
do
it's
it.
A bye week, so he can't.
I can
walk
throw
on
it in the dirt
week,
of the Gary. I can put it into the dirt with the best of them. Okay, give us your power rankings.
I'm Washington, Oregon,
then the rest.
SC. Probably Washington State after that. I don't know about Oregon State. I think they...
Who's in front of them?
That's a great question.
Yeah, who's in front of them?
I know. Because...
Healthy Utah, sure, but we're not.
Yeah, but we're not. So yeah, probably Oregon State, Utah. I don't know. I think Colorado and then UCLA, actually.
That's what I did.
To be honest.
Colorado and then UCLA? Really?
And then Arizona. And then the rest of
them. Does Colorado and UCLA play, people? That would be a good game.
That's a good question. I just feel like Colorado, I agree with you, and you're already seeing what's going to happen with their depth. I mean, they had guys out that aren't playing.
Guys I was surprised by.
And Shador, if he can stay healthy, I mean, the dude's a threat. I worry that he can't stay healthy, though. He gets sacked so often. But
yeah, he's good. He's really good.
But, hey, they almost did it. If they managed that clock better at the end of that game, they could have tied it. Yeah. And then who knows what happens.
Before we're going to talk that game.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
No. I just, before we get out of here.
Oh, they play. Colorado and UCLA do play together. Well, that'll be interesting.
Where?
That'll be a good one.
Where?
If it's at Folsom, Colorado wins that game. If it's in front of the 14 people at UCLA, then it's like a... Then it's
Colorado
like,
probably still wins.
Yeah, Colorado wins.
More people there. All the celebs are come out anyway. Okay.
That's a good point. They don't have to fly into...
I bet it's in
Boulder. They've already played a lot of home games.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to say is this.
It's at UCLA.
I know we are all PO'd, but we're 4-1, and we've lost one conference game. Yeah. Are we on the edge of it getting away from us? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Very quickly.
Yes, yes, ma'am. We all understand this. But we've been in situations before the past number of years where everybody was jumping off the cliff, busting their keys on their computers, and we ended up going to the Rose Bowl in those years.
Dave Rawlings, he's telling us to be positive. You know,
I'm with him.
I'm with you.
We are not out of it.
I know. We already talked about this loss is the UCLA loss of last year for me.
If we get our guys, we're still in the mix. Yeah. I'm being positive here.
Okay, positive vibes.
Positive.
Positive.
Everyone get into their
positivity.
Look at him. He shook his head.
Realism.
Positivity.
Realism. Until I see.
We're not out of it, man.
I understand we're not out of it. I understand, Dave. I said the same exact thing earlier. Like, I get it. I understand it. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't see a world where we get enough of our freaking number ones back to beat Washington,
I understand
Oregon,
that.
Washington State.
Until that happens, we're not out of it.
USC on the road? Man.
Oh, golf. All right.
I'm keeping the faith, people.
What do you want to talk about the QBs? We've now talked about the power rankings. You want to talk about Pac-12 QBs?
Yeah, there is a new no drinks at the table rule. We had a team meeting. One of us got yelled
at. Still stuff stuck places because
in the helmets.
We've done this for 6 years. That was the first boo-boo I've ever made.
On live television.
Let's do this. Let's just make a couple comments about the Colorado USC game.
Okay.
I'll say this about USC. I didn't think their defense was going to be this bad. I thought they would improve.
No, honestly.
But honestly, they're not very good.
No.
It's the exact same.
Their offense is like, it's just they go out and, they put up points. But their attitude is like, yeah, we'll just do it. That's going to burn them sometime unless you can stop people. That's how I see that game.
I totally agree.
They were killing them. They just kind of thought, it's over. And then things started going Colorado's way.
And they couldn't get it going again. And then all of a sudden.
It was close.
It's close.
Not that close because they ran out of
time.
But that's USC's MO. That's how they, the week before against Arizona State was kind of the same thing. And this is exactly what it was last year. They just expect we can go out, you can score on three plays, which they can do.
I know.
We're just gonna score more points. It's like they don't even think about the other side of the ball. It's a strange mentality, and as we saw last year, it does come back to bite you. And I think it will again this year. It's not sustainable. They don't have a defense. They can't tackle anybody.
It's quite amazing. But you're right, they'll go out and they get scored on. And all of a sudden, a three-point game, and then Caleb takes
boom, boom, boom,
touchdown in three plays, and he just kind of trots out the field. And, he's unbelievable. Colorado impressed me, though. I'll be really honest. I thought they were going to get blown out by 24 points. I really did. And it was trending that way, and they fought back.
And it was close at the end, and there was no urgency with Colorado.
I know, it was weird.
And I know Shador has said that was kind of on him. And maybe it's inexperience. Maybe it's, I don't know. They needed to hurry up. It was like they had 2 minutes left and they were just kind of, and then they ran the ball and it's like, No, there was no urgency.
All right, let's do what you just said.
But
so here's what we're going to do. How do you want to do this? We had a debate like a month ago of...
Before the season.
Was it before the season?
Yeah, it was preseason.
Okay. Who's more... At that time, the question was, who's more NFL ready, Penix or Williams? And so we went back and forth. So that's what we're going to talk about.
I'm still right.
But let's... We can bring in any quarterback, the top quarterbacks in the league, and do it two ways. Because it's different. I look at it different. Who do you think is the best quarterback in the Pac-12? And who do you think, I guess that would be one of the answers, but who of the quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks, who's the best quarterback?
And who's the most NFL
ready? And who's most NFL ready? If they were to go into the NFL, would it translate to the NFL?
Okay.
And you can play along as well. Or we can just limit to a couple of guys.
No, I take all of them.
Will that take too much time to go Cam down the Ward. Whole
list? No, I'm just kidding. He's actually really impressive.
He's a great college Cam quarterback, great. Dude.
I don't think he's going to be great in the NFL, but he's blown me away. So
give us the top three. Let's just do top three. And who you think, maybe top four.
Well.
Top three.
Top four is Penix, Williams, Nix.
And Sanders.
And Sanders,
but
probably.
In what order?
Is it?
Yes.
I think he is.
100% yes.
If he gets finessed a little bit, and look, he's exceeded any expectation I have. I really didn't think he would do much.
I've been very impressed.
QBR Sanders is 6, by the way, in the Pac-12.
Yeah, he throws the ball.
That's interesting.
Like 70 times a game. The eye test, I understand. The QBR.
Okay, let me just give you QBR. See, this influences you, Bryn.
Okay.
Penix, Williams.
Mine wasn't in order. I was
Cameron
just
Ward, Bo Nix, DJU. Then Shador.
No, he's so then much Dante better than Moore. DJU. I just watched DJU. Couldn't
he
complete
is
a pass.
Way better than...
He's so much better.
But it's the whole thing.
I know. Okay, so here it is. Here it is.
Want me to give it to us, man. Give you the truth. And tell us.
Okay, the answer is Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the conference. Penix is right behind him. I was a doubter of Penix last year, this year watching him. But if I am taking a quarterback in the NFL, I'm still taking Caleb Williams number one. I just am. Caleb Williams. I watch him play, and he just makes it go. He just makes it look so freaking easy. He makes passes that you're going, I mean, it's incredible. So as much as it makes me want to vomit everywhere, Caleb Williams is the best. It goes Williams, Penix. Bo Nix is a guy who, when he came to Oregon, he sucked at Auburn. He was terrible. I thought he would suck at Oregon. He's really impressed me. So I think it's that those three, and then Sanders. And yes, if I'm the GM of the Las Vegas Raiders, who are the worst team in football, and they're on the clock number one overall, you bet your ass I'm taking Caleb Williams, and I'm calling Lincoln Riley and saying, how much money does it take to get
okay,
you to Vegas?
We've heard enough of that.
There you go.
Go for it, Bryn.
No, you
and
go.
And his fingernails.
You go, and then I'll be the tiebreaker.
And I'll get a Caleb Williams jersey.
He mixed up the categories.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
This guy is like.
Williams is his.
I think he smoked one before. His brain
I'd be
isn't
more
right.
mellow if I'd smoked one.
That's true. What did you take? Just snort something? Is that.
Oh, my gosh.
What is here? What have I got here that I didn't?
Okay. You say yours because.
Sure, the Bears suck.
Because you guys
too,
disagree.
Steve.
No, so here's how I'd look at it. I would probably this is hard. Number one college right now in the pack, I would go with Caleb. I would go then with Penix, and Bo Nix is close because Bo Nix has the ability to do his running and throwing. So as far as a college quarterback and influence. Man, I don't know. That's a tough one for number two. Those guys for me can go, they all have their strengths. I don't think one is far above the other. I think they all have their strengths in the system they're playing, but that's how I would order it. NFL ready. I go Penix.
Why?
I go Penix.
Why Penix over Williams though?
What? Then Williams goes two and then Bo Nix. I don't think Bo Nix is going to be a starter in NFL. I think he'll make a team.
He'll make a team.
I think the other two could be starters in the league.
Sanders will be a starter in the league.
Maybe.
Not for a couple years.
He's not ready.
Oh, I disagree.
He's not ready.
I think that a team will take Sanders and he'll be a starter.
This year?
Oh, you're out of your mind. No, this guy's lost it. He's been smoking it.
He needs more time.
Okay.
If he goes out this upcoming year, because he's eligible to leave this upcoming year. I don't know if he will or not.
No, he needs more time.
If the team goes for the hype, he will go. It's going to be a waste.
He is. Can I finish mine? You did. No, I'm not.
He's not.
No, I'm not.
He has to keep
What is that comment, Dave? Get out of here. The hell?
Okay,
yeah,
keep
send
going.
Send Sanders to the Broncos. That I would be on board
okay.
with.
Okay.
I will sign that.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be great.
Okay. I just think Penix, he's mobile enough, but his arm strength is unbelievable. He can make the passes. He can make the throws. He's a good quarterback. He's a pocket guy that has some mobility. So for me, when you go to the NFL, that's long term. And he has all the throws. He can make all the throws. Let me say that. Caleb Williams. To me, what worries me about him is he comes from the school of Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Okay. Baker Mayfield. Kyler Murray. And I'm missing somebody. This is how they play. And the way they play doesn't necessarily translate into the NFL. Are they flashy? Absolutely. So when he lit up Colorado, I'm going, man, this is great.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a baller for the Eagles, by the way. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done well.
Yeah, all right. The team around him has been fantastic.
That also helps, but that helps anybody.
And so. The running game. I mean, I'm not going to debate Hurts on this. I'm just saying.
Because
when you watch Williams, when he gets in the pocket, sets his feet, and makes the throws, it's impressive. I get on it. But he's happy feet. He's making all these sidearm things. Mm-hmm. That you're not going to get away with that stuff in the NFL because everybody's really good. Mm-hmm. When he threw that pick, when they were up by 21.
Late. He throws a bad pick.
Okay, if you watch the play, he's off balance. He just kind of, I'm Caleb Williams. I'm the best in the world. I'll huck it up in the air. What happens? The dude was like 5 yards in front. They pick it off, and the momentum went the other way.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying is if he would have just set his feet and thrown it, boom, touchdown. To me, he's just too loose. I don't think that translates. If you run a lot in the NFL,
you're going to die.
Game, you're done.
What's blown me away is
I've watched that.
You watch Bryce Young, right? Great college quarterback from Alabama. C.J. Stroud. I mean, I watched him in person. Unbelievable.
Okay, that dude you knew was going to light it up.
And they have struggled so far in the NFL because, like you said, when you get to the NFL, you're not playing against guys that are good. You're playing against guys that are unbelievable freak athletes,
the
linebackers.
On everybody's teams.
That can run 4.3s. Like, so I'm with
that's,
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Caleb loves to do that. There's pressure, and then he circles around, and he goes back this
and
way.
He zigzags
and then he
and
goes
runs,
off
goes
balance
runs,
and throws
runs.
It like this. I'm just saying.
And it's amazing. You can't do that in the NFL. But I still would take him. He's bigger than the other guys that you mentioned. The other guys, Kyler Murray he wears this helmet. Like that's how little the guy is. So,
yeah, he's right on the.
He's a bigger guy. I just think his pure talent. But my appreciation for Penix has gone up exponentially this year. He is so fun to watch.
Penix is more fun to watch for me because he just feels. He's more comfortable in where he's at. And it's exactly everything you've already said. Williams, it's the drop back. I'm only there for 2 seconds and then I have to run around and I'm avoiding defenders and he's really good at it. It's just not going to work in the NFL. So unless he can change that, which I don't know how much you can all of a sudden change your style of play. I mean, he's going to have to because you can't do that in the NFL. Whereas when I watch Penix, he's just back there. He's comfortable. He already kind of looks like an NFL quarterback to me.
He does.
Where
visually.
He doesn't, he's not the scrambling around. He's not panicking. He just gets back there. Those are the good guys in the NFL.
Typically.
The ones that it's all collapsing on him and they still just are cool as a cucumber. Williams doesn't do it. I don't know. I mean,
what about, so college right now, would you say Penix Williams?
Yeah, you're starting a team. You can bring one of either one of those guys to your team. Who are you going to take?
Just college. Let's go college. Or Bo Nix. We'll say those three. I'd take all three of them over Shadur. So we're going to stick to those three.
Yeah, I would too. I just think their experience is more than Shadur.
So of those three, who would be your number one for your college team?
It's like, on principle, I just can't say Williams.
You, see
ya. Nah, it's Williams.
I get it. Obviously, he's the Heisman winner.
It's Williams.
So I get it, but I can't.
But there's no wrong answer. That's the thing here.
That's
even
true.
Bo, like Nix, no, man. He has been so dang good, especially in that system. Like I'm everyone, saying. when they think Oregon, it's this light it up, throw the ball everywhere. They're not. They're a very well balanced, physical. They're very good. So Bo Nix, but Caleb Williams. He's
all right.
I think he could go back to back Heisman. I really do.
NFL.
Penix.
There you go. The truth has been spoken.
Sorry, you're outvoted.
What?
I don't know. It's, you know.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is overrated, so there you go.
Well, but see, this is the thing with Mahomes.
He throws every freaking 5-yard.
No. Don't get them started on Mahomes. Mike.
Who brought that up?
What did you do? No, but here's the point. Mahomes is the luckiest QB in the entire NFL because he's stayed in the perfect system for himself and he's never had to go anywhere else. The odds of Williams getting drafted into the perfect situation that's going to fit his style.
Raiders, baby. Raiders.
No, please. I'd have to switch over. I would.
I'd love it. I would buy you a Williams jersey. I'll do it. I'll get it signed to Bryn. With love, Caleb.
If all of a sudden the Raiders were good, I'd wear it.
Well, it's their defense.
Oh, man. Oh, man. No, I stick to my Tatum jersey.
It's their defense.
Tatum's.
It's defense is so bad.
Okay. should we do? What do you want to do? Okay, but we'll do some chat. So let's do this. Let's do some chat questions. So those who are on the chat, throw us out a question or two. You want to hear from the panel here.
Geniuses.
But before we, so be thinking and then give us some, can we just say that the NFL is driving me crazy with this Taylor Swift crap?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. I was going to bust my television last night. I sit down to watch some men smash each other and play a football game.
Into.
And every 3 seconds, you see Taylor Swift. Or they're talking about her. The NFL is going down.
I don't think
it's
even
garbage.
I don't even think they're dating. I'm saying that right now. I think it's all
conspiracy.
Fake.
Conspiracy. It's not real. It's not real. It is all about publicity for the two of them.
If you're dating, you don't go sit with his mom like the first week that you're dating.
Arm around mom.
No, it's all it's all a joke. It's all for show. It's all blah 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 blah. I think it's.
Yeah, do you think Utah could have a passing team this coming week?
Dang well better.
We could have a passing team.
We don't play this week.
Odds aren't good. Yeah, this week will be great. This bye week, we're going to be excellent.
Okay, there was a question, though. This is a good question.
Where?
Best and worst food in the stadium. I know my best.
Oh. Okay.
Mountain Dew's the best food.
Yeah, when they moved over to Mountain Dew, it's the Bundt Cakes.
Yeah, nothing Bundt Cakes.
Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Ooh, we had the carrot cake for my husband's birthday on Friday night. Oh, it's so good.
I will say this. I despise carrot cake. Hate it. But
really?
I've had nothing Bundt Cakes carrot cake.
They're so good.
It is really, really good. The worst food is the pretzels that have been circulating in there since last year that I bought.
You get it
back to the freaking, it's.
The best food is the nothing Bundt Cakes and the corn dogs, but I will never wait in the 2-hour line for the corn dogs.
No.
The worst food, I don't
question,
know.
Question, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What's this is next? From, is it Kenneth Pola?
Uh-huh.
Can our O-line protect Cam? I think they can.
Yeah, I think they can.
Because I think he can read the defenses and get the ball out.
He gets the ball
and
out.
Make the plays where sometimes these guys don't. I just think the experience, yes, we've got a good O-line. That's my take on it. We have a good O-line.
The challenge with the O-line
need the other parts.
Is it's so predictable that they haven't been able to really focus. Okay, we're going to, yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, got it?
Yeah. Okay, who do you want to answer here?
If you guys had to choose the perfect non-conference schedule for next year, what matchups would you choose?
I would take the Georgia route and play like just trash, 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 trash.
Really?
So that you're undefeated going into conference play.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that's what he's meaning.
Why not?
If you wanted the perfect schedule, man, I'd want to play Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State.
Why? So you can be 0-3 going into conference?
Hey, I like playing these guys.
I do too.
But I get what you're saying.
It's fun playing Michigan and Florida, it's fun.
It's fun, but it's the system is so rigged in the favor of the teams that play nobody. Of course, next year, the playoff system's all going to be different, so who knows? But
okay.
I would say one top-tier team and then two lesser-tier teams. That would be mine. Top-tier, who would I want to play?
Yeah, you're going to pick one team that we have not played yet that you'd want to play.
Because we've done Ohio State, we've done Penn State, we've done Michigan, we've done Alabama, Georgia.
Florida. I mean, freak, dude, we play some Florida State would be fun.
Florida State.
Ooh, Florida State would be
Clemson. Florida State, I'd love to go to
I'd
that.
I'd like to play Clemson. I like to, we've played Notre Dame, so that's
was fun.
Okay, that was fun.
Hey, Rose just said that she has never been to a live game.
We got to get Rose to a game.
Rose, email us, okay?
How is that possible?
We will get you taken care of. That's okay.
Yeah, email us.
Email us.
Messages.
Okay.
Right.
Play Iowa with your current offense. That would be the worst game. That would be like a game from 1944. It would be so bad. It would be. God. It'd be 3-2 would be the final.
There was a DM. Can you scroll that? It was what players have impressed us the most. DM Samp, what players have impressed you the most so far? Ellis, Bishop, Vaki, all defensive, any offensive players.
Well, Ellis, number one.
Ellis, I mean, he's been kind of the surprise. Like, Bishop, of course, but Ellis is kind of the one that has surprised the most.
Offensively?
I don't know about offensively. Oh, God.
I mean, no, I don't have an offensively one.
And right now, I couldn't say.
Which is really sad, because usually it's like, hey, that guy.
I'm not saying that I despise anybody or anything like that. I just, no one has stood out. That's sad, but that's reality. There's been moments.
Yeah.
There's been moments, but nothing sustained over all these games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the Money Parks thing. I think Money Parks could be, if you put a guy like Money Parks on one of those, like the LSU game I watched, you put him on, he would catch six passes a game, and he'd have 150 yards. He's just that electric. We just don't have the ability to get him the ball. That's what's so frustrating about it.
I mean, Glover, I think, is one of them, but I do think he just needs more development.
He's more time.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Baumeister.
That's a good one, Dan.
Yeah, we don't typically think of kickers.
That's so sad.
But I'm just saying the guy is fan. He's a good kicker. Punter.
Punter.
Great punter.
Okay. Let's see.
What do you got?
Amy,
happened to the crazy lady?
No.
She's gone.
Of course, Amy, I could see you wanting to be the crazy lady.
Let's do it.
When you get older.
Let's do it.
So maybe that's why you're asking where she went.
Let's get that going.
I don't miss her at all. Sorry.
Maybe she's our good luck charm. No. No.
I actually think we have some good receivers. It's just I think we're having difficulty getting the ball.
We're struggling.
Right all now.
Right. Are there any, what are the key, I haven't looked. Do we have any big games this weekend? Obviously, we don't. Play.
I think, by the way, just we'll talk about it next week. Cal, they announced the kickoff time for the Cal game.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
We mentioned it, but it's 1:00.
So here's the Pac-12 schedule.
I don't think I will be there.
Stop having kids.
Yes, you will. So Washington State plays UCLA.
Oh, the Texas-Oklahoma game. Ooh. Bracken, yes, they play this upcoming weekend.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's huge.
What do they call it?
Red River rivalry.
That's huge.
Okay, what Pac-12 teams play?
You got Washington State, UCLA.
Oh.
Colorado goes to Arizona.
And they go to Arizona.
Arizona State.
Go to Arizona, play Arizona State. I don't think that's a gimme. Colorado, because they've had, I don't know.
Oh, Texas Mike. Yeah. It's called the third down jump. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Come to, hey, Texas Mike, have you been to a game at Rice Eccles? Answer that, please, for me. Thank you. Bye.
I don't know. Yeah, Arizona State. I mean, they held it with USC, so who knows?
I think they could make a game of it. Then you've got Cal, Oregon State. Oregon State should beat them. But it's Berkeley. You never know. Arizona plays SC. Arizona's getting it.
They'll get smoked.
They'll get smoked.
Where is that game at?
It's at
SC.
Yeah.
I think Arizona can put up a fight. I've been impressed with them, but USC's too good.
Well, in Arizona with Washington, that was at their home field, so I don't know. On the road, it's just such a different ball game, and that's the thing. We've mentioned it before. If Utah can win our home games, especially, you really got to shoot for that.
Yeah, Cal hippies. Yeah, I agree.
Amen.
We've been to the Cal. I've been there right on the edge of the – yeah, we were there at the edge of the student section.
I wasn't
there.
That
was an experience.
They
had yell leaders in the front telling the student section
with microphones and a sound system telling me how to cheer.
Okay, we're on three. We're going to cheer. Go Cal. Okay, ready. One, two, three. And then half the student sections are reading books.
So you mean like telling us how to say UTAH and it'll light the cauldron? It's basically the same thing.
No, it was worse than that.
It was way worse. Jeez. Bryn in the cauldron.
Jeez, Bryn.
Hey, okay, let me ask you this, Bryn.
It's the same thing. No, we're running out of time.
No, last thing. Harlan calls you and says, hey, we want you to come down on the field and lead the UTAH, light the cauldron. Would you do it?
No.
Yes, you would.
No, that is so embarrassing.
I'd go out and light the cauldron.
No, it is so lame. No.
John, I hate it too. But John, if they called you and they wanted you to go down and do it, you would do it. Yes.
Mike Wright was down there doing it. No, because it just...
I would intentionally do it wrong. I'd be like, UATH, and just see if I can get...
Can't we just get a hawk to fly up there and light it? That's what we need.
I'm going to give everybody.
See, that would be cool.
So as we come to a conclusion of this wonderful bi-week episode, here is your assignment. Here's the song that we should be playing when the team comes out and during the game.
Is it Enter Sandman?
No.
Oh.
So if you haven't heard it, turn it up, put it up to 10, not like to 3 like the stadium
Wait,
does.
Are we going to get banned from YouTube for playing Taylor Swift?
Are you freaking kidding me? If that ever happens, I'm out.
That was good trolling, Steven.
Okay, but
go.
Texas Mike, come to a game, please. Rice Eccles is something else, buddy.
You got to come. Here's the song, Ladies and Gentlemen by Saliva. Look it up. I guarantee you it'll rock. Oh my God. You'll Saliva. Know what I'm talking about.
That's a great band name. Okay. Something by...
Oh, yeah. Well, why not? We do Ooga Chukka, Ooga Chukka. We might as well do something from ABBA. Oh,
my gosh.
We can look
All right, are
right
we
now.
Done? Are you done with...
Done ranting
We're done
tonight?
With the stadium
Anything
ranting.
Anything else?
Okay. Right.
Bye
no,
week.
Bye
How
week.
We filled an
everyone,
hour. I don't
we'll
know.
Be back.
Heal
next
up,
week.
Players, please. Please, everyone, heal up. Oh. Please subscribe.
Go Utes.
Please
huh?
like.
Gary
share.
Is an old school metalhead.
Pretty
you have
much.
No idea. You have
no. No, I'm a rock and roller.
Go Utes.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the song.
No, we would get kicked off.
No. No. Yeah. Look
good,
it up. I'm just
see
telling
Steven.
You.
Thanks for joining, buddy.
Thanks, Steven.
Good to see everybody. See you
oh,
next
I saw you Google Hartman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.